going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano, or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Tuesday, which means I got a smile on my face. Obviously, whenever it's Tuesday, Wayne, I sleep better. I wake up happier because I know I just get to hang out with my dude. We get to talk Niners. We're going to have fun. We're going to laugh. And, man, when we walk away, the goal is, everybody knows, myself included, a lot more about the 49ers. How you doing today, man?
Amen. First and foremost, let me congratulate. I'm giving you the one thunderclap. Thunderclap. Boom. On that interview yesterday with CJ West, I think when we drafted him, I think my first tweet was like, dog. Like, I tried to spell it in the most ferocious way ever because I knew exactly what we were getting. Violent guy who's not necessarily a pass rusher, but I really feel like in this defense, he's going to be more of the pass rushing defensive tackle. But we'll talk about that later. But John, I'm happy to be here. It's Tuesday. It's John and Wayne. It's energy versus energy. Are you ready, faithful? Let's go.
I like that we're both like morning people. And you get a 3-hour head start.
That's
so
true.
Wayne gets up a little. He's East Coast. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, man, like we're both morning people. We get tired when we're in our events and it's getting late, like on the road and stuff.
Oh,
like,
bro. No, but you can hang, dog. At 9 o'clock, I'm like, listen, dog. I think about going back to wherever we sleeping because you're like, nah, come on, man. Let's just, I can't. And then the first night, though, you got to give me credit. The first night I arrive, I hang out, and then I'm dead the next, Like the next night, I'm dead. I'm all the way out. I'm all the way out.
As long as there's like alcohol or music, if one of those two things are going, man, I'm the energizer. But I go to bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock most nights. But if I'm on the road and like there's energy, it's like, dude, we ain't like stopping.
You got the energy. Like, remember back in the day, we used to do sleepovers and stuff. And like when you sleep over, you stay up. There's no rules and you stay up. First person goes to sleep is getting pranked, like farted on, whatever. Something's happening. Don't fall asleep. That's you on our road trips. And I can't wait to attend another Rush road trip this upcoming season, man. It's been a long time. I missed every road trip last year due to situations I had to handle here. I do plan to see you guys this year.
We coming to New York, so like that's short.
Then I'm
you.
Definitely in New York because then that's easy. I can wet in and be there, you know, right after. You know what I mean? So yeah, for sure.
We're going to the land of Nick and Wayne, which is needed.
Nick is closer though. That's funny, right? Like is Nick is. I think so, because it's just weird. I feel like New York's in the middle between Jersey and Connecticut. So, you know, depending, New York.
Dude, you brought up like the late night sleepovers. Do you remember PlayStation 1 when it first came out and you couldn't save? It was before the memory cards.
You had to have memory cards.
And so, like, you couldn't sleep. So, like, we would set up shifts to be Resident Evil 1, and we'd rotate. Like, we'd like, all right, you got an hour and a half. I got an hour and a half. Then it's CJ. Then you wake me back up before you quit. And if it gets hot, you got to put the fan on the PlayStation so it don't reset. We don't want to lose our progress. So, like, we had you know, it all set up. Oh,
I don't think Sony knew what they were getting into. They created probably the greatest workstation of all time with that PlayStation. And sorry, Nintendo. And I'm a Nintendo fan. And I'm a diehard Nintendo fan. So no matter what Sony put out, I was still Nintendo. But I was definitely happy my younger brother, was the Sony guy. Like, so I could play PlayStation with still giving Nintendo their props. But, bro, those were good times. I'm not even going to lie. And let me just be on the record. Before we get to some 49er content, Resident Evil was the scariest effing game I've ever played in my life. Like, that game was legit scary, had the scariest music, had the scariest cutscenes, and you never knew it was around the corner. I don't care what version you played. It was scary.
Oh, turn all the lights off. And then, like, your brother comes out of the room, like, loud. It's like, hey, dude, can't do that.
You got punched. Got hit in the throat.
Can't do that.
Yeah, hit in the throat.
All right. Well, let's dive into this. Let's talk what is next for the 49ers. Going through a lot because you've got some contract stuff. You've got some roster depth chart issues. You put out a lot of really good content, as you always do, on Twitter, listing out your kind of starting lineup. So I kind of want to start there.
Okay.
And I've been struggling. We're doing our 91-man roster series where we rank all 91 players. I struggle with the safeties. There's so many of them.
The hardest room. And that's funny that you mentioned that because I'm going to do a whole separate tweet where I'm literally catched 22. And I can't say caught 22 when it comes to the safety position. Because in the offseason, that's the only position I felt like we addressed multiple times and in the draft.
It's loaded, man. Yeah. Like, Real quick, let's just run through the names in no particular order, just in the safety room. So Malik, Jair Brown, Mark Siegel, George Odom, Jason Pinnick, Richie Grant, Ciaran Neal can play some safety, Jalen Mahoney, Quindell Johnson.
Forgot about Neal.
Robinson can. Like, it's the one roster spot that you have more than you could possibly hope to keep. Like, you might keep four safeties, maybe five. We're looking at nine safeties. So walk us through what you think, because you put George Odom as your week one starter. So help us understand what that looks like and why you see it that way.
So my philosophy is, Odom, first of all, Salah's back. So that's number one. And I think people forget that Odom played much better under D'Amico Ryans than he did. Well, everybody played better under a different D'Amico Ryans than they did. I don't even remember his name. Nick, whatever the fuck his name is. All right, so boom. So Odom, injury plagued season last year. He's still here for one more year. So I feel like when it comes to Odom and the injury that to Malik Mustafa, I think his seniority, his development and understanding kind of like the system and what his role is going to be. I think you play him in a box or you play him deep, however you want to rotate these guys. And so that's why I think pre-camp, this is pre-camp. So I put that out there. That's my precursor. This is pre-camp, before camp even starts, before these guys work out. I just feel like Odom is delegated the starting position, seniority, all pro still under his name. He's definitely a better special teams player, but we also saw him play roles that he just wasn't super comfortable with because I don't think Nick Sorensen knew what the hell he was doing. So now you got a guy that knows what the hell he's doing and could put him in that comfortable role. Same thing with Jair Brown. We saw Odom and Brown play better under D'Amico and Steve Wilks, right? Jair Brown under Steve Wilks, right? And so we saw these guys play the safety position better because we thought Jair Brown year two was going to take off. So I think with the injury to Malik Mustafa, not knowing his timetable, I think going into camp, you just have those guys that know the system starting. Now, when camp happens, the one position that they address multiple times was the safety position. It can easily be a battle. But I think with Malik Mustafa was there, I still feel like, John, we don't have that free safety. I like the speed of Siegel. He's still a box guy to me. And so I'm a little struggling there. I feel like maybe that's where Jair Brown is going to probably take a step forward and become the Niners free safety. And we saw him his rookie year under Steve Wilks play the free safety position. He was the ball hawk with no speed. He played well, single high. So we'll see what happens. But that's why I put Odom there. For now, for people that out there that think I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I'm not. I just really feel like he'll understand what's going on better than some of these guys that they just brought in and have to learn the system that aren't familiar with, Salah and what we've been playing here. And that's why I went Odom.
Well, let's add some nuance because the chat, they're putting in there Odom's a career special teamer.
Those guys are, for sure.
It's a bunch of career special
teamers. Yeah, so now, is Pinnock, so is Grant. Yep. Keep coming at me.
So here's my issue, because I didn't think Odom was going to make the roster into the draft because he had the April 1 $1 million bonus.
But he did.
They kept him. So
that's what I'm saying. They kept him for a reason.
With the Malik news, makes a little bit more sense.
Oh, I didn't even think about it because we didn't have the Malik news.
Yeah. So, if you were going to move on from Odom, I feel like you missed your window there. And you got to remember last year, I was at every single training camp practice out there. George Odom was one of the best players of camp. Now, I know that didn't translate to the season. And I know that he got injured right off the bat. And Malik took his job and it was over. But Odom was a very quality player in camp. Now, what weight you want to attribute to that, whatever. I get that. But dude played well in camp. So now it's a new regime. You still have Daniel Bullock is there. He was the safety coach last year. And I would argue that, George Odom knows the safety position better than anybody else. The 49ers safety position better than anybody else.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Yep. Keep going. Mm-hmm.
But here's my biggest what if to your, what you're putting out there, starting safety.
For sure.
Jason Pinnock $2.2 million fully guaranteed.
Okay.
In an offseason where Jed won't spend any money.
Okay.
You 100% fully get, he has more guaranteed on his deal than all other eight safeties combined this year. Mm-hmm. How do you figure Jason Pinnock fits into this role?
I don't. Or the last time we fully guaranteed a person was a quarterback, and Brock Purdy took his job, and they let they let him go. I mean, what, you thought I forgot? No, I didn't. That was $3 million. That was a whole million less. Let that sink in. I don't think the Niners.
That was Sudfeld, right?
Nate Sudfeld, bro. I don't think the Niners give two flying. They guaranteed him so that they knew that they had extra safety on this roster, and it's $2 million. And guess what? We don't look like we're scrapping for dollars. I feel like we got like 30 plus mil to spend. So it doesn't make sense. Now, look, I'm not saying Pinnock's not going to come out here and compete. I think that spot is definitely going to be competitive. But why didn't they get rid of Odom? And don't hand me that Malik Mustafa crap, because even if they thought Malik Mustafa wasn't going to be ready, they still kept him after they signed these two other safeties. And they got guys already on the roster, practice squad. And then they drafted another safety. So help me with it. Help me understand. I don't think the guarantee money makes the 49ers any difference. That's my opinion, though.
Yeah, that's a fair criticism. I just think, you know, we started off with probably the most difficult position to predict. Yeah. Because I mean, there's eight. It's like Game of Thrones back there at safety. Like, who the it might be somebody to at during, you know, mini camp. Yeah. There might be somebody week one of training camp.
And this is, yeah,
it's gonna be,
well, let's talk about, first of all, you got rookie mini camp coming up, and if these guys like Siegel and then he gets in here and some of the undrafted guys, I think we got not an undrafted safety, but I think we Jacob Robinson, is he just a corner outside guy?
He could do a little bit of both. I got my write up here because I want to get this correct here. He kind of plays, I mean, he's a 4.3 940 guy. He
damn.
Nickel only was kind of what he lined up as.
Okay. Oh, man, that's going to be fun to watch, too. Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Yeah.
But the usually what happens is, okay, you have your outside corners. If they can't cut it, they go to nickel. If they can't cut it, they go to safety. So, like, you can fail into a spot. So just because, you know, at BYU he played nickel predominantly,
okay,
doesn't mean he can't play free.
Okay. Hey, listen, all I'm saying is there's going to be competition, and it starts at rookie mini camp, and then those guys will be able to give Salah something to see real quick right away. And I'm hoping Siegel really stands out. He was the draft pick, right? And then once mini camp, you know, really kicks off, before training camp kicks off or whatever like that, then the OTAs start, then we'll start to really get the competition brewing. But I think right now, man, I think you go with the guy that just knows the system. And I don't think there's anything wrong with my tweet. I don't think there's anything wrong with my reasoning. I'm not saying he's going to start, but projected right now pre-camp, I think he's the guy that you pencil in, you know? It's just my thought.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Missions to Mars, driverless cars, AI chatbots, feels like we're already living in the future. Well, Robinhood is built for the future of trading. Robinhood's intuitive design makes trading seamless. Spot opportunities and take control of your trades with tools like screeners, simulated returns, and strategy builder. On Robinhood, traders have access to hundreds of popular stocks and ETFs 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. So you can keep up with today's fast-paced markets. You can now even trade stocks and crypto all in one place with the new desktop platform, Robinhood Legend. The future of trading is fast, powerful, and precise. Experience it now on Robinhood. Investing is risky. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC is a registered broker-dealer. Trading during extended hours involves additional risks. Cryptocurrency services are offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
I have to give you credit, too, because, like, you put yourself out there. You say, look, this is what I think it is before, like, the aggregator is real, and I understand that in social media, but, like, you're putting your faith and belief in what you think this roster is, and so I appreciate that, because that's a breath of fresh air. People don't like taking stands. They like talking about other things, so, like, dude, yeah, man, I don't know the answer.
It comes down to, for me, you know, and I would like to, you know, we don't know this yet, right? We do understand, we do know the philosophy of Robert Saleh's all gas, no breaks, but he's also evolved. So we don't really know who Robert Saleh is at this point. We just know what he did when he was with the 49ers. We didn't really pay or give too flying because what he did with the Jets, because he was with the Jets. His defense couldn't stop us. You know what I'm saying? It couldn't stop Jordan Mason. And so that I do know. But I do believe Saleh being back, I think he goes back to guys just having certain responsibilities and roles. And, you know, when Odom has a role, you remember Tarvarius Moore? I thought he was the worst safety we drafted in a long time. But when he played dime, he was the best. He was the best backer dime. He was the best DB out there on the football field because he had one responsibility and he played it well. So I don't know, man.
Probably the highest point, and you know, I started covering this team 2017. The highest point was that interception in the Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
up 10 points. You know, they do the celebration of the end zone. I was at that Super Bowl. I'm recording live. I was the happiest man alive. I was like, man, it's over, and it wasn't over.
It wasn't over, bro.
It's been a downtrend since then.
Yeah, it has. The safety, but I think the reason why you're getting a downtrend, and, you know, and just a signal on that position, it's the hard. It should be easy to play, but I think for the 49ers, because they want you to be interchangeable, it makes it difficult. It's like they don't usually go after the most athletic, the most speed. They don't usually go. They go after the guy that can play in the box and can play deep. If they can play cover one, they can play in cover three. Like, that's weird, right? Like, they don't get free safety. They don't get strong safety. They get guys that are rangy. They can play both. That is the Niners' philosophy at the safety position, and it has been. You know, you got the best out of Chase Tashaun Gibson, but he's old and done, right? And so it's going to be a battle. I'll leave it at that. It may be the weakest link on the defense, but it's going to be a battle.
Yeah, safety was rough last year. Even Malik Mustafa, who was awesome and had so many bright spots.
He had a lot of missed tackles too, though.
A lot of missed tackles, you know, and, you know, it's what it is. So that hopefully you've got the bodies, and the whole idea is iron sharpens iron. You have experienced players. You have young pups. You blend it together. You're hoping Jair Brown, who we're just assuming is a guaranteed starter at this point, can go back to his rookie status and forget what Nick Sorensen taught him completely. That's a huge – before we jump off the safety position, you were the biggest Tig Jair Brown guy before we drafted him. You wanted to trade
him. I still am. No, hear me out. I'm the first person that goes on record saying players get utilized wrong, and I don't discriminate against any position. When you see a player that flashes at something, and then all of a sudden they take the biggest decline, well, maybe they just weren't ready for that course. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it was too much for them. I'll be a prime example. I'll put myself out there, man. I wanted to be a business major, John, and freshman year, I was killing it. Sophomore year, I'm like, oh, man, I got this. You know what I'm saying? So I took macroeconomics, business calculus too, and I think one more business class, some marketing class, and the only class I did really well in was the marketing one. Them other business classes kicked my asparagus, and I was like, nah, this might not be for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah. So I wasn't ready for the overload of those extra business courses. I probably should have just took one extra business course plus the marketing one or whatever like that. But nah, I'm like, I can handle three. I think it was too much on his plate as far as what they were asking him to do. I also got to chalk some of that up to Nick Sorensen being ass. At the end of the day, I'm gonna go out on that plank by myself, and I think Jair Brown comes back year three and shows you why the Niners traded up to draft him in the third round.
Ah, I love it. I will forever say Nick Sorensen is the worst defensive coordinator in the history of this franchise, and I will argue with anybody that wants to argue about that. Every single player got worse. The only one that didn't get worse was D'Amador Lenore, and he was his position coach before, and he's right. The only player that got better. He got better. Let's switch now to the linebacker spot, because you had a little bit of a surprise there. So in a 4-3, your base defense, non-nickel package, who are your three starting linebackers you're projecting?
So strong side, I'm going Curtis Robinson. They signed him to a one-year deal. He was a restricted free agent. They nixed that out in the bud, and they signed him to a one-year deal. Obviously, that ACL injury is good, and for some reason, they brought him into camp to compete for a spot. Now, again, another player, knows the system, been here for a while. I think it's trust. Right? I trust him with the system. We saw a lot of missed tackles out of D. Winters, even though he's younger, but he also stayed injured last year. So am I going to put the full workload on this young guy going into year three, right? Year three, that's the Jair Brown draft, right? Or do I feel like starting off in the season on base downs, I'm going to go with the guy that literally was linebacker two last year. He was linebacker two, got injured. We had to sign that bum. Ugh.
Yeah.
And the rest was history. So That's why I went with Curtis Robinson on the strong side, Mike linebacker, obviously Fred Warner, and I got the rookie Nick Martin starting on the weak side. Why? Because I just think he's ready to play football, man. I as much as I feel like that was a reach pick, please let me go out and say I was wrong. I can't wait to say I'm wrong. But I still think we reached at 75 to get him due to the coming off the injury, not playing a lot his senior year. But at the, I mean, last year in college, I think he left as a junior. But at the end of the day, I'm okay saying I was wrong about that being a reach. I think he gives us the most upside because I think he sees the most snaps in 2025.
Well, like you look at Robert Saleh, he started Fred Warner as a rookie. He started Dre Greenlaw as a rookie.
Oh, shit.
Then he goes to
I didn't even
Jets. He started Jamie and Sherwood the second half of the season as a rookie. He was a fifth rounder, right? So, like, there is a lot of track record for rookie linebackers and Robert Saleh system starting as a rookie. You spit a premium third round. That would even, like, a comp pick third round. That was,
bro, that was their third round pick.
And I do believe whatever John Lynch said, our first three picks that we had scripted, that if it went the way it did, was Mykel Williams, Alfred Collins, and Nick Martin. Like, I think this is a guy that they were like, boom, plug and play. We're going to let him chase. We're just going to let him be raw, and we'll learn through it. But, yeah, I'm with you on Nick Martin starting day one.
And see, my thing is I love D. Winters because I love his ability to play around the line of scrimmage. I think we're forgetting to own in on these guys' strengths, and we've been dealing with their weaknesses because of what they had to do, right? I don't think he's the best in coverage, okay? Now, does he have chase down speed? Absolutely. He can run. He's fast, right? So we saw him chase down tacklers that got broke away, but he also missed a lot of tackles as well. The one thing that you know about Nick Martin is when he's healthy, he don't miss. And the volume is high. Like, so if there are missed tackles, it's because he does have a lot of total tackles. I mean, he's always see ball, go get ball. He's coming in with the punch ball out skill from Fred Warner because that's who he grew up watching, right? So he's already coming in ahead of the game than the linebackers we currently have, minus Fred Warner, who I think Nick Martin might be a better tackler than Fred Warner, right? And that's good because now Fred comes in to punch out the ball. He has the speed to cover, in my opinion. We got to still see him in coverage, covering the tight ends, out, you know, however they line him up. So we got to see that. But he has the sideline to sideline speed. D. Winters, rotational guy at this point. But he still can be an impact player. I think the key is to have depth. And I think not having the depth is what's been hurting the 49ers. And now you got a third-year guy with depth that should be well endowed in the system. And I think it's going to definitely get some burn, but maybe more special teams and then comes in as depth, rotative, whatever, whatever. And that's the key to me for the linebacking core.
I love it. And one of the statements you made there, that Nick Martin could be a better tackler than Fred Warner. And I think people, anytime you compare anything to Fred Warner, people get kind of like whatever. The film, like, here's my evaluation of Nick Martin's tackling skills, okay? He is an incredible tackler. Sometimes his angles are off, especially against, like, mobile quarterbacks.
Like he'll
get
over.
Burned early, but then he fixes it late. Like, again, if you watch Nick Martin tape, first quarter's worst quarter. And it just gets better and better and better throughout the game. Like, he's still raw. He still has not had a lot of experience. You know, basically 1 year as a full starter. So you're betting on the upside with Nick Martin. But whenever he makes contact with a ball carrier, receiver, quarterback, don't care, that dude, he doesn't have long arms. But he uses his arms textbook. Always runs through. His feet always go through. One of the things I like about D. Martin, too, they always bring their feet. So if somebody heard that statement, what's a pushback? Go to the film. And yeah, you're comparing Fred Warner now, who's, you know, already got a Hall of Fame career if he never played again, to a rookie. But if you go back to Fred Warner and Nick Martin were third round linebackers.
Good point. And but my thing is, my only issues with Fred is not trusting the other linebackers on the field and overcompensating to where his play slightly declines. It doesn't decline. It just slightly diminishes, right? Slightly, because he's just doing too much. But if you got the guy that you can trust on the weak side to cover and make those tackles, Fred can play better depth as a middle linebacker in cover. Remember, Fred would always play a little shallow and then ball go right over his head? Nah. Nah. When Greenlaw was out there on the football field, Fred played the best football, you know? And listen, it could be D. Winters at the spot. I'm not going to stunt. And I know everybody wants to see a little D play. I do. I do want to see him. And I'm not saying he's bad. But he was a fifth-round pick.
There's different. And he wasn't this regime's fifth-round pick.
Oh, good point. Damn. Man, you are the Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan of everything, bro.
I love Pippen. I know. No tipping Pippen. I tip like crazy, though. I will say that.
Listen, that was dope. I wasn't even thinking that, but that was dope. Way to close that up. Lay that up.
All right, so before we get to our next thing, I have a favor to ask everybody. Everybody needs to do this right now. On your phone, you need to download the Bleacher Report app. It's free. Costs you nothing.
Zero.
And then tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time, Wayne Brown is going to be live over there. So once you download the app, you just type in Wayne Brown. He'll pull up on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You're going to join it. It's free. Awesome content. Great. Show up. It's a lot more interactive. And so show up over there. We want to see you over there. Support Wayne. He crushes it. And, you know, the Bleacher Report apps keeps growing. So, again, download the app for free. Type in Wayne Brown. Follow your guy. And appreciate then watch the show tonight at 6, right?
Yeah, appreciate that, John. Yeah, 6 p.m. Pacific time.
That's what's up. Now, I put out a poll on Twitter and – I hated it whenever I sent it, and I hate it now, and I'm trying to – so, again, we're doing our 91 roster series, and I'm trying to figure out how do I rank 1 through 6. Now, Brock Purdy's 1, and he's the quarterback, whatever else. So then we get to these players, and it's flawed from the start because Twitter can only let you do 4 players. I need to do 5, and I made a mistake, and, like, half the comments are like, why didn't you put this player up there? So – what I want to do is talk through who are the top 5 most important players for 2025 season only, not long term. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy's 1, but then you've got, no particular order, George Kittle, Trent Williams, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, and I didn't even include Christian McCaffrey, which a lot of people were really, really upset about that. So, yeah. But I'll have who are you going to take off this list? I'm not taking Fred Warner off any list ever.
Like, I think I would have took off Trent Williams.
See, but he got the most votes.
I know, but somehow this Niners offensive line, I'm not saying they were great, but they still weren't. Well, you know what? We don't have the same feelings as we had because they're gone. Jalen Moore is gone. And so, you know, so I get Trent. I would have took off Trent. Because he's not a skilled player, I guess.
And because whenever he was down, the offense didn't really miss. It wasn't as efficient, but like it didn't step back. When Christian McCaffrey's gone, oh my gosh.
Oh, that offense took a
big. When Trent's gone, when Kittle's gone or Warner's gone or Bosa's gone.
I agree. But Trent's needed. I want to be. No, first, look, whoa. Psh, Wayne. Trent needs to be out there. Like, we need Trent Williams because the confidence that Brock has in his timing of knowing that his blind side is protected is through the roof. I mean, Brock plays way better when Trent's out there. So I get it. No. But, I mean, again, this is a tough one because I feel like Kittle is – can you imagine not having a tight end like George Kittle? Like, I don't even think any other tight end in football can come in here and run – this offense the way George Kittle does, because they don't do what he does in the trenches.
So, okay. So let's get to what's the philosophy of answering this question? Because we both went to, well, when Trent was out, everything was all right.
When Trent was out, we did better in power runs, which is why Jordan Mason, in my opinion, was feasting. Yeah. But when we got to the outside zone, which is what we need to run, that's how we built.
But when Bosa was out, everything shut down.
Damn.
Everything shut down.
I didn't say take Bosa off. I don't know what we would do without Nick Bosa. Like,
I don't know how to handle this. Christian McCaffrey goes out. Shanahan don't know what the fuck to do. Like, he is lost.
He did. Yeah. I mean, look. He had Mason and it was working and he still didn't know what to do. Like, I'm just, it just wasn't Christian McCaffrey. I don't, you know, I'm not even putting that on Shanahan. I'm putting that on Bobby Turner. I think Bobby Turner runs the running backs, hands down. Yeah. I think Bobby tells Kyle what to do when it comes to running backs. I think Kyle's like, hey, yo, Bob, let's give Christian a break. Bob's like, hell no.
And I just Christian's see, like, hell no.
And Christian's definitely like, man, you take me out if you want to. Because Christian, you've seen him get a little feisty and mad when he has to come out. Especially if that play gets you to the 1 yard line and the next play goes for a touchdown and it is not to him. Your Christian gets a little spicy, but I love it. I love it. I do. And I know everybody's like, oh, what about the injuries? Man, this is mother freaking football. Can we please stop? Everybody at some point is going to get injured. It's just a way of the game. But I think the Niners offense is that much better when Christian McCaffrey's on there because of the way that the defense has to defend. So it's tough. Fred Warner, can you imagine Fred Warner not playing?
He's missed one game his entire career. One single game. But dude broke his ankle, missed a series. Missed a series.
But how would this defense react to a non-Fred Warner?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Because, like, now you have a bunch of Will linebackers and, you'd probably put Curtis Robinson in the mic.
I think goes to the mic, yeah. Yeah, and that's why I think you keep him, because I think his ability to play the mic, but the question is, does he stay mic as the depth? Or, because if he's your second best linebacker, does he move to the strong side on your base downs? And that's another reason why I put him as linebacker too, because I think he does rotate to the mic. Remember, no more Demetrius Flanagan Files. He was the backup mic linebacker.
I'll drink to that, man. That was hard for me every year. I'm happy that he signed with somebody and he is awesome. It's just, I can't take that liability on special teams and defense. And he was a coach's favorite, so they played him all the time. And he took all the young pup snaps in training camp and practice. And it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Oh, that's crazy, man. Hey, guys, type in Wayne P., my middle initial, Patrick P. Brown. I should pop up. Yeah, I should pop up then.
On Bleacher Report.
Thank you, folks. Yeah. On Bleacher Report, yeah. This is crazy, John. I don't even know what possessed you to put this up here when you knew you couldn't add that fifth element. That's a show. The fifth element.
Ooh,
five elements.
Passport.
Come on, man.
I love it, dude. Oh, Chris Tucker. Dude, that amazing.
That movie broke him out, and he became super famous, too, after that movie.
We used to watch that as a family, like, over and over and over again. I forget the line Bruce Willis has where he's like, I am a meat-filled sack of skin or whatever. Like, yeah. I love that movie, man. It's
that movie
incredible.
Was great.
Gary Oldman, are you kidding? Come on, yeah, man. I can talk about that. Great. So, for those of you that are wondering, here's the poll that I put out there. I just retweeted it. If you want to go check it out on Twitter, at JL_chat. It's got over 1,000 votes. Trent Williams, who he has 51% of the vote. Nick Bosa, 20%, Trent's Fred Warner, 16%, and then George Kittle, 12%, and CFC's not even included.
No, I mean, off this list, you can find a way to run your offense without Kittle. You got receivers. It's like every other daggone team in the league. But I do agree. You should have did it offensively and then defensively.
But that's not – so, like, here's my problem. So, like, we rank 1 through 91 every player on the roster, and then we do a full episode on each one. So I got to have the numbers.
Gotcha. And
so whenever I did my rankings, I had Trent Williams at 5, but
– I want in on these rankings, man. Like
– you're going to be mad, though.
I am.
It's frustrating. It's so hard.
Yeah, never mind. I don't need you cussing me out.
No, I don't cuss anybody out. But shoot, man, I'll add you in if you want to do it. We have 5 rankers, and they're just big supporters of the show. And
no, let them do that. I just want to see the results before the results get put out.
Okay, and published. I'll share it with you today.
That way, I can write about what I think, and then I'll give my honest opinion on the rankings before, and then you release them. This is gonna be fun. See, tag team back again. Check in the record. Let's begin.
Party on, party. There we go.
Yeah.
Look at Ty. He says, Wayne P. Brown. The P stands for player.
Player!
I've told this story before. I sent Wayne some. I don't even remember what I was sending him. But I sent something. And I go to the UPS store. And I'm like, hey, I need to send this. And he's like, okay, what's the name? And I was like, Wayne Breezy. And he's like, he goes, Breezy's his last name? I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, it's Breezy. I did not know it was Wayne. So I texted him. I was like, what's your last name? He's like, Brown. I was like, I'm an idiot.
No, man. People think that's my name, you know? That's too funny, man. It's just too funny. But it's all good, man. If you put Wayne Breezy in my address, they know me as Wayne Breezy. That's funny.
That's how I got it saved. Look at this, Chris. He's up here talking. Chapman, how old is that picture on X? This is something I think about a lot.
Yeah,
it's
Chapman.
Like,
that has to go back to...
But if you change it, like, I hate when people change their AVI because that's how I know the account. So when, like, I look at that circle image, I do the same thing for podcasts. So when podcasts change their AVI on Spotify, I don't listen to it. Like, I look at the picture, and I'm like, boom. So
you must have hated me for at least 3 years because I was going through an identity crisis on what I wanted.
You're like the prince of social media. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, but damn. Look, I think, John, you're due to a change and people will still know who you are.
Dude, I have the same opening line. Closing line. I have the same word document that I like for this is year 9. Mm-hmm. Like this is episode 1411. And I have the same, like, it's a problem. I was the same way as a teacher too. Like it is an issue. But if
not
people
me.
Want me
I
to
came
change
back
it,
every year with something different. And like, you know what I mean? Let's do a vote. Put out a poll. Should I change my AVI, whatever that shit's called, and let the voters.
That's hard. Vote. That's hard. I don't know if I'm going to accept the results.
You're like, not, but if you leave it up to them, you have no choice. The power is in their hands. Remember the Power Glove, Nintendo? We bring shit back full circle
that
on
movie
this
was
show.
Awesome.
That movie was freaking awesome. What's it called? The Game? No. What was that name of that
Fred
movie?
Savage was it? Who
yeah,
was
but what's
kid?
The name of that movie with that little... The Wizard. Wizard. The Wizard. Wizard.
Wizard. Oh, dude. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Now, before we get out of here, we got a couple more things. I got too much to talk about. We never get through. We didn't even solve our problems. Real quick. Wait. Yeah. Solve it. Who are the top six? I want your order.
Wait,
I want your order.
Who are my top six of ranking
top
the 49er players?
We're
going to
know who's six, right?
Okay, so, you're like, right. Well, I mean, obviously Brock Purdy has got to be. You're talking about as far as importance?
For this season only. 2025
well, it's
got to
be Brock.
Only.
So I'm going to go Brock, Trent, Bosa, Fred, CMC. And do I need to give six?
Well, six would be Kittle.
It would be Kittle. Oh, shit. Shoot.
Yeah, see what you just did?
I didn't mean to do that. I'm about
now everybody's going to go after you on social media.
That's okay. Just don't have them block me. That's no disrespect. They just forgot. So it's got to be – you got to make it top 10.
That's only forfeit on the poll, Wade. It's what it is, man. Oh, look at this. This is a compliment from Twitch.
Oh,
Dr.
man, that's
Desperado.
A great freaking comp. Dr. however you say your name.
Nosferatu. John Chapman is the George Brett of 40 Hours Podcast. I have a story to tell real quick about George Brett. We are in Miami. And just got through hanging out with Frank Gore, the legend. It was like one of the high points of my entire career. And so we finish our party, the 49ers Rush Road Trip before the Super Bowl, and we just start going down South Beach. We walk in, and this dude talks trash. And so he was wearing all Chiefs gear. He talks trash on the Niners. I talk trash right back. He's like, I like this guy. We start doing shots. It's freaking George Brett's son. And we're still friends to this day. We still text all the time. So I take that as a huge compliment and shout out.
One of my favorite
Brett.
Baseball players of all time, George Brett.
That dude was. I went to grad school in Kansas City, so I went to a bunch of Royals games. I don't like the Royals. I hate the Royals, but I went to a lot of games just because I love baseball. Yeah,
George Brett, George Brett guy. Bo Jackson, greatest Royals of all time.
I respect that. I respect that. So, Wayne, you're a running back guy, and
back
I don't want to. We talk sub draft. I want to talk more draft. Jordan James. I like him. The 49ers liked him more than I did. Dane Brugler had a third-round grade on him.
Interesting,
talk to me
right?
about your view and analysis of Jordan James, because I know this is your position, and I just want to soak up some knowledge right now.
Yeah, man, the moment they went to the Oregon day, whatever you want to call it, pro day, yeah, right? And everybody was listing all the players, and my first on the list was Jordan James. And I was saying because he's so underrated because he only started 1 year as the full-time running back for Oregon, right? He was splitting the last 2 years. He was behind the other guys, Bucky Irving.
Bucky Irving.
Yeah, man. You took the words out of my mouth, right? And so, like, he didn't see the reps the prior couple years, but I thought in that 1 year that he definitely showed up. Now, he didn't do, he was at the combine, but he wasn't at the Senior Bowl, and I don't remember him being at the East-West Shrine Bowl, so I'm not sure if he did any of the All-Star stuff. But, I mean, just as an Oregon guy, he might have been at the Senior Bowl, and I think, but I got to double check.
They were in the playoffs pretty late.
So a lot of the Oregon, they had a lot of players from Oregon there, though. But I think he was invited, but he didn't go. He didn't attend. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's correct.
So, look, man, I put on the film, and I was like, okay, all right, I see what's going on. Bobby Turner's an asshole. And I realized that.
You mean that the best way.
In the greatest way. First of all.
I know you do.
Bro, he didn't like your guy. I'm sorry. He did not like Jordan Mason. It was Clear and Present Danger. Great movie. Hated it. Right? I was like, dang. Like, I never seen a coach dislike a player as much. But that wasn't his guy. He took that hiatus. Anthony Lynn came in. It's like, yo, I'm going to get me a Jordan Mason, undrafted guy, blah, 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 blah. And was showing him the love. And I look at it, and I'm not comparing the two because they're different in size. But golly, they run the same. And I feel like he's a low-contact balance runner. You're going to love that, right? He's hard to tackle. I think he has over 58 missed tackles forced or something like that. Might be in the 30s, but I'm exaggerating. All I know is he forces missed tackles, right? He's hard to bring down. He averages 3.13 yards after contact. I mean, he's the perfect balanced runner. Outside zone to inside the gaps. Perfect.
Like, so good inside. He's so good.
Great inside because of the low contact balance, but has the speed to be an outside zone runner. I think he understands the concepts. They ran that. They spread everything out, ran outside zone and Oregon. So, I mean, how can you not like this guy, for the San Francisco 49ers? The question is, how is he going to get on the football field? And that's where it's going to get interesting.
Okay, we're talking depth charts. Take me through your running back depth chart. Like, it's CMC at the top. All right, cool. Once you get to number two, like, is Isaac Grendo established?
It's questionable. So it's like Grendo right now over Jordan James. But does Jordan James out-camp Grendo? And do you continue to lead Grendo as your home run hitter? Because if I had to give these guys, I went through who I think are going to be the battles, right? And it's CMC. Nobody's battling him, right? But then I feel like Grendo is your home run hitter, and I don't think we have another home run hitting guy, right? Guy that can take it to the house off of one snap, one cut, boom, boom, boom. But I think when it comes to that change of pace back, a guy that you want to come in, maybe spell Christian McCaffrey, good pass catching back out of the backfield, receiving, can line him up outside. That's where Jordan James comes in, and I feel like he'll get the reps. I think he battles for Patrick Taylor for that third running back spot, okay? And he might push up to RB2, but I think his battle is with Patrick Taylor. I think Israel Abanikana is going to battle with Isaac Grendo because the speed, right? The home run hitting speed. So I think those are your battles in camp because we have five running backs, right? Or am I missing a guy?
Corey Kiner, but like
he's undrafted. But that's another guy that might just make this roster because he can do amazing things.
And he's built just like Jordan James.
He's built just like Jordan James.
Balanced, not a speed guy, but like acceptable speed, not a top end. But so like my thing you're going to get is, all right, are they looking for home runs? Are they looking for consistency? Because the number one thing Jordan James brings, first down touchdowns. Like, he gets you your five every time. Like, he's getting you five every time.
Yeah, so, I just think coming out of college, no disrespect to Grendo, he's just a better overall running back. Coming out of college, he's a better overall running back. Isaac Grendo has always been a guy, changed pace, hit the home run, gone, right? Didn't see a lot of snaps in college. Remember? We talked
never
about
started.
That. Never got an opportunity to start because he was behind running backs for sure. He had transferred schools from Wisconsin to Louisville, right? And he was still that backup guy. But when he came in, he was always big gains, getting big gains. And the thing I like about Isaac Arendo is he's big. He's 6 feet. He's a bigger back.
And okay? Way faster.
And he's the fastest back we have on the roster. Now, my only concern are two things. Can he improve in his running back vision? And can he find ways to stay healthy? And I think this offseason, I think he's going to get his body right. We saw him get better the more reps he got. So I don't expect Jordan James to come in here and just be dynamic, man. He wasn't a first-round guy. Like, I just don't expect it. Like, that's rare, you know. He's not going to be that guy. Even, you know, as much as I loved go back to that draft where the Lions drafted, Gibbs. He struggled rookie year. Like, right? He was a change of pace back, though. Came in on third downs, came in on whatever, until they really Ben Johnson started to utilize him properly, realized this kid got speed for day, like, boom, 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 and then he became the guy. He was a first-round pick, but my point is he still had to come along and learn the system. And then so as long as James learns this system correctly, I can see him getting reps, getting snaps.
I do, man. It's funny. You brought up how Jordan James was a backup to Bucky Irvin. Jordan Mason was a backup to Jahmyr Gibbs. And then you had Isaac Arendo was a backup to everybody. Like, it's like the 49ers try to find this untapped potential at the running back position, which is fine when you're not spending top end draft capital, which, you know, those guys we mentioned, they really haven't. They're all day three or undrafted guys. I hope they stick with that. I really hope we're done with day one and day two running backs. I think
that's gonna be what's always kind of well yeah I mean day one day two no more round three running backs because it all depends on how the draft fall. I thought this particular draft, man, it was running back heavy, and it came down to what type of running back you wanted. Which type you want? You want the big brolic dude? You go get the Caleb Johnson. Doesn't have the top end speed, but has like averages 4.53 yards after contact. Like, how you want to go? You could go Devin Neal. You can go DJ Giddens. Those are the bigger guys, right? And the way we went with the smaller guy, good contact balance, still can break away tackles. Forced tackles missed, and we'll see what happens. I think Bobby Turner got his guy, you know, bearing injuries. I think I trust Bobby Turner. I know we blame these picks on Kyle Shanahan a lot, but I think we got to start really looking at our coaches and who they like. I think Kyle takes into consideration who they want. I think Bobby
Joe
Turner,
Williams was a Kyle guy.
That was a Kyle guy because Kyle wanted to let everybody know he was in charge. Clearly.
But I don't think Trey Sermon and Ty Davis Price, like, those were Bobby Turner guys.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I just did a breakdown of Jordan James yesterday on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. Go check it out. But, like, Calachipto, who I love Calachipto. This dude knows ball. It says James was a bell cow this year, though. But, so I'm going through the All-22. The college football is different now. Mm-hmm. There's nobody besides quarterbacks really that play every snap anymore because the NIL and transfer, if you don't play your freshmen and sophomores, they're gone. So like, yeah, you know, you look at Jordan James, 233 carries, which is a lot, but this dude misses multiple series a game because every college team has to cycle. If you don't give your guy snaps, they transfer, period.
Period.
So, and that's D-line, even offensive line sometimes. Like, you could be a top 10 pick, and you're like, man, they're cycling out, and freshmen are getting snaps. It's just – it's weird how college football has changed so dramatically. I'm not sure it's for the worse because I think it's better for player development, and I think players are less worn out whenever they get to the NFL, which I like, and probably one of my favorite things about Jordan James. This dude has not played a lot of football.
Nope.
He's only started 14 games. That's less than Trey Lance started. Like, so he's 21. He's got all the let me make sure I use this. All the tread is still left on the tires. I think I got that right. I think people Perfect. Say that wrong all the time. Like, and so that's nice. So he could work his way up. I love how you said start him behind Patrick Taylor Jr. I'm huge on Patrick Taylor Jr. I wish he would have got a lot more carries last year. I want consistency over home runs personally, but that's just my own offensive philosophy as a defensive guy. The slow, methodical drives beat me to a pulp as a defensive coordinator. That drives me wild. So allow Jordan James to work his way up the depth chart. And I love that he fell into probably the best scheme for Jordan James. And he doesn't have to be thrown into the fire. He just gets to earn it.
He's not needed. Like, and don't get it twisted, man. Listen, the running backs, the injuries to the running back room, they come like that. Like, you know, it's always something. So you got to have the mentality to be ready to go. And again, like I said, look, it's a game, though. Like, two veterans, Israel Abanaconda, Patrick Taylor Jr. I wouldn't be surprised if one of those are our practice squad guys. I'm not sure about the contract with Israel Abanaconda, but I do know that Patrick Taylor was signed to a one-year deal this offseason. So I think that plays a factor in what's going to happen. I think you go with the younger guys. You know, you don't cut Jordan James. You damn sure not cutting Isaac Arendo on rookie deals. It just doesn't make sense. And so help me understand, like, what they're going to do. They're going to have to place a veteran or two on that practice squad. And they're hoping if they do release Corey Kiner, he goes back to the practice squad. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Shanahan running backs always get sniped, man.
They always get sniped.
So hard. And right here, Niner fan Frank Gore wanted him too. Yeah. That's huge. Talking about Jed York's tweets. I wish he knocked that out. It is fun, but I'm just like, dude, don't do that. Invader, I trust Bobby T with my life. I love me some Bobby Turner.
Bobby Turner, man.
And a little pushback right here. Niner fan says Travion Henderson should have been. He was gone before
he was in the second round.
He went pick. He went
round two.
38. He went, five picks before he picked. Like, you want to take a pick 11? Like, I was scared Travion Henderson was on the board. I wasn't sure Kyle would have been able to go past. I mean, he's that's Jamal Charles, man. Like, I'm a huge Jamal Charles fan.
Oh, I remember Jamal Charles. Chiefs, right?
Yeah, man. Oh, Jamal Charles.
He's fast.
He's in my top seven running backs of all time. I know I'm biased, but I just think that dude.
Where did he go to school? I don't remember where he went to school.
UT, baby. I'm biased. I said I was biased before I started.
You did. I didn't put it together. My bad. A little slow. I think I'm winding down because I've been up 3 hours before you did.
Yeah, there we go. Look at this. I didn't even consider. I don't think this. Is this true? Jordan James was chosen with the Debo trade.
Was Jordan James pick 160? Yes, he was. He was the Debo Samuel pick.
Was it?
Yeah, pick 160.
I want to check this. Really? I think the 160 was
the Debo.
I think that's where we jumped up.
Oh, no, that was the Jordan Mason. That was the Jordan Mason. So
I would hate to get off this and not be correct.
No, that was you're correct. You're correct, I believe. Because we swapped fifth round picks.
Yes. So that was the Jordan Mason pick. So running back for a running back, and he's a Jordan Mason type. They're different, like you said.
They run the same way. They're low pack contact, boom, 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 tough to bring down to the ground. Mason had more mass to his body, so I think he withstand hits better. But Jordan James, in my opinion, he can get skinnier, man. He could get through that line a little bit quicker. He's a little faster than Jordan Mason.
Yep, I like it. I like it. I like it. Well, that's going to do it for us today. But tonight at 6 p.m., everybody's going to be over on the Bleacher Report at Wayne P. Brown. Hit follow over there and join him tonight at 6 p.m. Wayne, why don't you take us out of here, man?
Faithful, rookie mini camp kicks off this Friday and Saturday. We're going to get a glimpse of what these young fellas are going to bring to the table. I can't be more excited because next week on the John and Wayne Show, we get to recap rookie.
I forgot to tell you. I hate
next
to do this
the
live
next
on
2 weeks on the John and Wayne Show, we get
I'm out
to
of town next week.
Yeah. So in 2 weeks when we return, we get to recap, and I believe Brock Purdy's deal will be done. So faithful, get your hats on. Keep it faithful to the Bay always. And until next time, faithful, peace.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.